Welcome to the Interactive Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discovering founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Today's topic is of life and liberty. Isaiah. Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Psalms. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. Sing praises to God. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them with a shield. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Isaiah. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. The king sent to gather together all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image. At that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused certain Jews. Then they brought these men before the king. Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And these 3 men fell down, bound, into the furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? Lo, I see 4 men, loose, walking, in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. And because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort, how great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Acts, he mightily convinced. John, if this man were not of God, he could do nothing. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. The grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Psalms. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The world feels the alterative effect of truth through every pore. Man is endowed by his Maker with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A few immortal sentences breathing the omnipotence of divine justice have been potent to break despotic fetters. the despotic tendency inherent in mortal mind and always germinating in new forms of tyranny must be rooted out through the action of the divine mind. Divine science rends asunder these fetters, and man's birthright of soul allegiance to his Maker asserts itself. Jesus marked out the way. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This is your divine right. The time for thinkers has come. Truth, independent of doctrines and time-honored systems, knocks at the portal of humanity. Jesus' system of healing received no aid nor approval from other sanitary or religious systems, from doctrines of physics or of divinity, and it has not yet been generally accepted. Today, as of your unconscious of the reappearing of the spiritual idea, blind belief shuts the door upon it and condemns the cure of the sick and the sinning if it is wrought on any but a material and a doctrinal theory. There is divine authority for believing in the superiority of spiritual power over material resistance. Holy inspiration has created states of mind which have been able to nullify the action of the flames, as in the Bible case of the three Hebrew captives cast into the Babylonian furnace. Impossibilities never occur. One instance, like the foregoing, proves it possible. Mind and its formations can never be annihilated. Truth is immortal. Error is mortal. Truth is limitless. Error is limited. Truth is intelligent. Error is non-intelligent. Moreover, truth is real, and error is unreal. This last statement contains the point you will most reluctantly admit, although first and last, it is the most important to understand. Until it is understood, mortals are more or less deprived of truth. Human theories are helpless to make man harmonious or immortal, since he is so already, according to Christian Science. Man's spiritual individuality is never wrong. It is the likeness of man's Maker. Denials of the possibility of Christian healing robs Christianity of the very element which gave it divine force and its astonishing and unequaled success in the first century. Truth destroys mortality and brings to light immortality. God controls man, and God is the only spirit. It is a grave mistake to suppose that matter is any part of the reality of intelligent existence, or that spirit and matter, intelligence and non-intelligence, can commune. Jesus said of Lazarus, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep." Had Jesus believed that Lazarus had lived or died in his body, the Master would have stood on the same plane of belief as those who buried the body, and he could not have resuscitated it. Mind never becomes dust. No resurrection from the grave awaits mind or life, for the grave has no power over either. one moment of divine consciousness or the spiritual understanding of life and love is a foretaste of eternity. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.